Cubs baseball on the airwaves tonight against the Dodgers. 9:35 with the coverage start on 101.7 The Hammer. If you're going to stay up, you can afford to do it on a Friday night. The Thursday night stuff, they're out of their dang minds with that.
If I make it to 9:35 tonight for that pregame, it will be an impressive feat.
fingers crossed for you, sir. We'll do that. Let's go back to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. He is the new skipper for Purdue baseball. Welcome, everybody. Greg Goff to the program. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. Good to be with you this morning.
So I kid you not, when we got the news the other day about Coach Wasikowski going to Oregon, we had some texts come in, and literally the first text that we got was from our buddy Purdue Paul, and he asked, do you think Coach Goff would follow Waz? If so, that's a huge trickle-down effect on Harrison softball because his daughter might be the best of the Raiders player. So would you care to make a comment on saving the Raiders softball's best player for yet another year?
That's awesome. That's awesome. I tell you what, she is so excited. You know, when we moved here 2 years ago, they took Kylie in and just made her one of them. And I tell you what, it's probably been the easiest transition out of the 11 moves that we've had, guys. And I know one thing, she's glad to have her senior year right here at Harrison. I tell you what, it's awesome.
Well, as a Raider alum myself, I'm happy that that is a result of this move as well.
There you go.
Hey, Greg, just tell me a little bit about the timeline here. All this came together. I mean, it came together very quickly with Wasikowski leaving for Oregon, I guess, on Tuesday. I think probably pretty quickly after that, you started talking to Purdue a little bit to be able to get this announcement out by Thursday morning. It's been, I would suspect, a pretty busy last couple of days.
It has, Kyle. You know, to be honest with you, I had you know, felt like I was pretty close to taking another job. You know, Mark was still here, and we had talked about the Oregon thing, but, you know, they were kind of working their way through their search. And to be honest with you, you know, I had no idea. And then he called me and said, hey, you know, don't do anything yet. I think this is going to work out here at Oregon. I'd love for you to take over if I go to Oregon. And so that really happened really, really fast. I went in, and Dr. Howitt and Mike Babinski, you know, called me in, and we had a discussion that afternoon. I can't even tell you what day it is, guys, but, you know, that afternoon we went in and we talked, and then we met again that morning. And then the next thing you know, they make me the opportunity to be the head coach here. And I was just overwhelmed, to be honest with you. You know, I came here 2 years ago and, you know, never dreamed about this opportunity. And, you know, Mark and I have been best friends for a long time, and have an opportunity to follow him and Coach Schreiber and all the wonderful coaches before, Coach Alexander and all those great coaches before. I'm just so excited.
Now, Greg, as listeners might be able to tell, you got a little accent there. You're a Southern guy. On those Thursday nights out at practice early in the season, I know you and I sort of joke about the temperature being a little chilly. If it drops below 50, I think you've got a couple of comments about how it's a little cold. That's why I thought for sure you would be headed back south. So now with 2 years up here in the Midwest, are you growing more accustomed to the climate? And will you survive that now for the next several years as Purdue's head baseball coach?
Oh, there's no doubt, Kyle. When I wrap myself around this, you know, my wife and my girls, we talked about it, we prayed about it, and as soon as I wrapped my mind around it and wanted to do this after they offered it to me, I have thought about this is 85 and sunny all the time up here now, so it's awesome. No, it's really. You know, once I made that decision, I had to make sure this is where we wanted to be. And when we made that decision, buddy, we're all in, and it's going to be a great opportunity.
Now, way to ask him on the morning where it's like dipped into the 40s, by the way, about the temperature in the middle of June.
Hey, my first day here today, I'm wearing a pullover, so some of my friends are taking pictures of sunny beaches down south, so it's been awesome.
We're talking with Purdue's new baseball coach, Greg Goff, on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. I know the afternoon guys got covered a little bit of your history as a head baseball coach before you came to Purdue. I know it's and we don't need to get back into that again, but you've gone from being now an assistant coach. You're going to go back to being a head coach. for fans that are not aware of the style of coach that you are. Talk about what kind of a head coach you are.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, Coach Wise and I are real similar in a lot of ways. You know, we like to put pressure on defenses. You know, we like to play the short game. You know, we like to create activity on the bases. We like to do those types of things. So that's going to be a similar in a lot of ways, guys, to be honest with you. You know, he based his team on pitching and defense. I think the same thing. I think we have to win championships, you know, with our pitching staff and playing great defense. So, to be honest with you, I think our styles are pretty similar. You know, we've been friends a long time. So I don't think there's going to be much of a difference, to be honest with you. He's just a lot better looking than I am.
There you go. Hey, Greg, I saw your comment in the paper this morning, you know, about the last couple of years, you know, with how it ended at Alabama, sort of being able to rebuild with this opportunity as the volunteer for the last couple of years. Just what's that been like over the last 2 years to sort of, you know, get back in there a little bit, you know, get the opportunity that Wise gave you, and now have that lead back into a, you know, a major conference baseball head coaching job again?
Well, I'm just so grateful, Kyle. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. As I left Alabama and was, you know, in a spot where I didn't know what to do. And, you know, I was broken, you know that. And so, you know, Mark picked me up and gave me an opportunity and let me come up here. And the players were absolutely phenomenal. They were so encouraging. And I'm just so grateful for them. And as the relationship grew up here, you know, starting 2 years ago to now, it's just been absolutely amazing. So, that transition for me has been great. You know, I think I've grown so much. I've learned from some of the mistakes I made over my 26 years as a coach. You know, I'm not perfect, but, I really feel like I'm in as good a spot as I've ever been, to be honest with you. When I left Louisiana Tech, you know, as we were leaving a regional championship, we got beat by Mississippi State in the championship final in the regional, and I had two SEC athletic directors calling me about jobs. So, you know, I just feel like even now I'm even better than what I was. So I'm just so thankful that Mark has given me this opportunity, and now, you know, Mike and Dr. Howitt, you know, feel very confident in me leading this program. So I know how much this means to the Purdue Boilermakers and the alumni of our baseball program. And I promise them, and the ones I talked to, you know, I'm not going to let them down. We're going to continue what Mark has started and Doug and Coach Alexander has built and just continue that flame, keep it going.
You had to be heartened by the reaction of current and former Purdue players. And you know, it seemed like the guys on the team really wanted you to be the next coach at Purdue. And, you know, in your conversations with those guys, and I'm sure you're still trying to reach out to some of them because they're scattered all over the country, but you have to you have to feel good about sort of their reaction to you becoming the guy.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, from when Mark made the announcement, I was getting text messages right away. You know, Milo and some of those leaders that we have, we're just so, again, I mean, I can't explain to you how if that's why I stay, guys. I'll be honest with you. You know, 3 or 4 days ago, I was headed south. And so those players and the relationship with those players and their response after that was announced is why I stayed here and those relationships. It's been absolutely overwhelming. I'm so thankful for those guys.
Coach, now that you've got the reins of this program, what are your top priorities? So when you hit the ground running here, what are a couple of things that you're focusing on right now?
Well, you know, Mark and his staff, you know, it was Steve Holm and Wally Cranser before I even got here. They did a great job of really solidifying some great recruiting classes. And now, you know, Coach Fouts is here. He's staying with me. And so, you know, with him and Coach Cribby kind of really doing a good job this past year also, we got a really – our future's bright. And so, you know, my job is to hold on to those commitments and continue to keep those commitments to Purdue. And it's been great. Last night I talked with the majority of those guys, and they're all in. You know, they want to be a Boilermaker. You know, they want to help us transition and try to get to Omaha. And, you know, those are the things I've been trying to work on and trying to build those relationships and let them know, you know, we're not going to try to miss a beat here. We're going to continue to build this thing and move forward. So recruiting is A number one. My coaching staff, like I said, Coach Fouts has decided to stay. As you know, we had an absolute rock star in John Media. He is the rock of this program. When I first got here, you know, it didn't take me long to figure that out. And so he's going to continue to stay here. So we got some pieces in place. I'm going to, you know, find a pitching coach and a volunteer, and then we're going to try to move this thing as fast as we can.
You'll be back on the road recruiting again, which you have not had to do as much of here the last couple of seasons. Are you A, looking forward to that, and B, maybe more importantly than that, I would imagine that you had some areas that you felt like you were a strong recruiter in during your stops previously. Yeah. Sort of how do you approach recruiting? How local will it be? How national will it be? I assume you'll dip into the JC market a little bit as well. Sort of how do you balance all of those things, and what will be you and Purdue's recruiting strength going forward?
Well, like I said, you know, I think, you know, the previous staff has did a great job in building those relationships. The past 2 years, I've tried to meet all those people and start relationships with all the travel ball teams, the high school coaches. You know, this past year I went down and spoke at the Indiana High School Association Coaches Clinic. So, you know, all those things I've been trying to build those relationships with, you know, especially being the camp director the past 2 years and trying to, you know, get those guys to come to camps and things like that. So that's been great. You know, our job is to, you know, control the state of Indiana. You know, we want the best players in the state of Indiana. And then we're going to work our way through the Midwest. And then, you know, because of our national brand, you know, Purdue is a national brand, and lots of folks have a respect for our program. So we're going to find the best players. You know, our goal is to get to Omaha, and you got to have great players to do that. So our job is to find those players that want to be here, that want to wear the black and gold, and get after it.
Coach Greg Goff, the new head coach of your Purdue baseball squad. Sounds like a Midwesterner to me, doesn't he?
Definitely so.
100%. Coach, hey, we appreciate the time. We are going to, I'm sure we'll be catching up with you again sometime soon. So best of luck out there on that recruiting trail. Boiler up, and we're happy to have you, bud.
Awesome, man. Guys, thank you so much. And again, hey, we're going to have a little a media home run derby here in the spring. So you guys better be ready to go. You better get some swings
in.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be awesome.
Can we have a media sacrifice bunt derby, maybe? A little more up my alley.
No bunting, Kyle. Hey, man, no bunting. So you better get your swings in, man. All you guys have a great Friday. Boiler up.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Take care. Oh, man, we got to work on our big daddy hacks now. Man. I can hit the cage. Let's go.
I can bat flip, but I'm not sure about the rest of it.
We got to get in the cage. Well, hold on a second. Think about this. If we're thinking about media, right, locally, who are we most worried about here with the hacks? What are we worried about?
I have no clue.
That's it. The sports guys on 18 are pretty – they're big dudes. Like, Dakota's a big dude. I'm a little worried about Dakota.
Maybe. They're all younger than us,
too. Yeah, that too. That's not going to help us out either. We got a break. We'll come back. We'll figure out what we learned next on 101.7.